Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2021 Prayer Journal, based on the theme God's Great Adventure for You, a great resource to help make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Learning to Live Wisely.
Proverbs 18:15 says this, intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. That's a sign of intelligence, that you look for new ideas. You're an entrepreneur, you're an innovator, you're always looking for a new idea. That's a sign of intelligence. But when you look for them, one of the keys is listening. If you don't listen, then you're not going to grow. One of the things I've learned is that I have never learned anything while I'm talking. If my mouth is moving, I'm not learning. I'm only learning when I'm listening. You don't learn when you're talking. You learn when you're listening. So you got to learn to listen. I've done an awful lot of interviews, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, BBC, CNN, on and on and on. And what I've noticed is that the interview shows have changed. They're no longer about the guest. They're about the interviewer. And the whole goal is the interviewer wants to draw attention to himself. The interviewer wants to explain his or her opinions, and you're just the foil. I long for the old Larry King days. Okay. Larry King, I didn't agree with everything, but you know what I'm saying, Larry King? He would ask a question, and then he'd let you talk. And he realized that the interview, people weren't going to listen to Larry King. They were going to listen to all of the different fascinating guests that he had and learning from them. Larry said, in an interview show, if the host is talking 50% of the time, something is terribly wrong. The host listens the most. The host talks the least. The host sets up the question and then just listens. That's what a good TV host does. It's the same thing is true in a small group. The host listens the most. The host talks the least. So if you're shy, you should ask to be the host of your small group. If you don't like to talk, you want to be the host. The host of a group is not the teacher. The host is the one who says, now the next question is, and you read it, and then you let everybody else talk. And you don't have to say anything. How cool is that? So the host listens the most. You're not the teacher. You're just listening. What I'm talking about is leadership. All leaders are learners. For 30 years, I've been training leaders around the world, business leaders, church leaders, government leaders in 164 countries. All leaders are learners. The moment you stop learning, you stop leading. Growing businesses require growing businessmen. The moment you stop growing, your business stops growing. Growing families require growing parents. Growing churches require growing pastors. Anything that wants to grow, the leader has to be outgrowing it or the growth stops. Does that make sense? So all leaders are learners. I'm constantly learning. I learn from churches that are smaller than Saddleback. I learn from churches that are larger than Saddleback. I learn from people who agree with us. I learn from people who disagree with us. I learn from enemies. I learn from critics. That makes me wiser than my critics. Why? Because I learn from them, so I know what I know, then I learn what they know. All they know is what they know. They don't learn from me, but I learn from them. So it makes me smarter because I learn what I know, plus I learn what they know. You can learn from anybody, but you got to be willing to listen. You must ask questions and accept correction. That's the mark of a wise man. That's the mark of a wise woman. You're always in learning mode. Proverbs 19:27 says this: if you stop learning, you will forget what you already know. Boy, ain't that the truth. Some of you, the moment you got your graduation degree, you walked out and said, thank God my education is over. And it shows. Okay? Thank God I won't ever have to open a book the rest of my life. It shows. It shows. Because if you stop learning, you not only stop learning, you start forgetting what you knew. Because you're not exercising your brain, and the brain is a muscle. And if you're not continually learning, growing, developing, then your brain actually starts shrinking. You know less than you used to know. You don't want that. So you got to keep on learning and growing. And if you keep growing, then you keep learning. And if you keep learning, you don't forget all the stuff you did used to know. The R in learn, how to learn wisdom, is remember and reinforce what I learned. You can't just learn it, you got to remember it. And you can't just remember it, you've got to reinforce it. Because if you don't remember and reinforce it, you end up having to learn the same lesson over and over and over. Have you ever done that? Yeah. You've had to relearn the same lesson over and over and over and over because you may keep making the same stupid mistake because you don't remember and you don't reinforce. Which, by the way, is why we hand out these little handout things every week. The United States Air Force says you forget 90 to 95% of everything you hear within 72 hours. That's the most depressing statistic possible for a pastor. Because what it means is by Wednesday, you're going to have forgotten everything I've just taught you. You're not going to remember. Shoot, you don't remember what I said last week. I don't remember what I said last week. And I taught it 5 times. The shortest pencil is longer than the longest memory. So you can be sitting there looking all real spiritual, but if you're not writing down, it's just going whoo right through your mind. In one ear and out the other. We don't remember. You have to retain it to remember it so you can review it, so you can apply it. And that's why we do these things. Now, the Bible says this about wisdom, Proverbs 22. Listen, and I'll teach you what the wise have said. Study their teachings, and you will be glad. If you remember them and can quote them. Now, I want you to circle the 4 verbs in that sentence. Listen, study, remember, and quote. Those are marks of wisdom. Did you know that memorizing actually improves your brain power? It doesn't even matter what you memorize. It improves your brain. You could go memorize the phone directory, but memory is actually like an exercise for your mind. You get smarter when you attempt to memorize something. People say, well, I can't remember anything. Oh, yes, you can. You remember what's important to you. You remember what you love. You remember what matters to you. For instance, a lot of people say, well, I can't memorize the Bible, but they can give you every baseball or football statistic for the last season. Or I can't remember the Bible, but they can quote all kinds of lyrics to songs, popular songs. Or they can give you a recipe for something. Or they can give you the stock market quotes. Or they can give you statistics on something they care about. You remember what's important to you. And if the truth becomes important to you, you will remember it. You will remember and you will rehearse it and you will reinforce it and you will review it in your life. Not only, interesting studies have shown, not only when you memorize something does it help you improve your memory. Memory helps you improve your memory. It actually helps every other area in your brain at the same time. Synapses are developed and blood flows and your brain has a plasticity that it's the opposite of Alzheimer's. When you stretch your brain, you social relationships and memorizing are 2 things that actually are preventatives from Alzheimer's and other dementias in life. So you want to have that in your life. So in each weekend, we're going to memorize together, and you'll not only be closer to God, but you'll have a healthier brain, and your wife will thank you for that. Now, people say, why should I memorize the Bible? I'll tell you why. Because every time you need the Bible's truth, you don't have one near you. You go to work this week, somebody's going to criticize you, and they're going to say something mean, and you're going to feel discouraged. You need to be encouraged. There are thousands of verses in the Bible that would encourage you, but if you don't have it memorized, they can't come to mind. Well, I know somewhere in the Bible there's a verse that would encourage me. But if you've got it memorized, God can bring it to mind, go pop, he brings it to mind, go, oh, wow, I'm not so discouraged anymore. Memorized verses are the best thing for overcoming temptation. Because when you start to be tempted to be jealous, or you start to be tempted to be insecure, or you start to be tempted to lose your patience, or to get angry, or to lust, or any kind of temptation in life, you start temptation to overeat or over-exaggerate, or if you've got a verse memorized for that, God could go boom, and it brings it to mind, and it helps you resist the temptation. Now, if you don't have anything in there, there's nothing for God to bring to mind. So it actually helps you that way. Here's what the Bible says, Proverbs 4. Don't lose sight of my words. That means memorize them, retain them. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. If you put it in your mind, God can cause you to think about it seriously. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. So you want radiant health? You want life? Then you need to fill your mind with the truth. Let it penetrate your heart so God can bring it to mind. That's the fourth thing we're going to do. The fifth thing we're going to do during the next 6 weeks is the fifth thing on learning to be wise, and it is this. The N is now do it. Now do it. Okay? I listen to the truth. I enlist friends to discuss the truth. I ask questions about the truth. I remember and reinforce the truth. And now I do the truth. You don't just talk about it. You got to do it. Because if you don't do it, you're not wise, no matter how much you know the Bible. I mean, I told you last week that because of my back surgery and I was unable to do all the exercising, and I gained about 10 pounds this fall. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get this back off. I'm going to get these pounds back off. And so let's say I go home and I pull out one of my favorite diet and exercise books. And tomorrow I sit back in my lazy boy chair to read the word about diet and exercise. And I get my guacamole and chips, my ham sandwich, and my 36-ouncer, okay? And I'm reading, and I'm going, this is so inspiring. I love this. I did, look, man, look at that guy. Look at the abs on that guy. I love that picture. Oh, man, that's me. Oh, man. And have a little more guacamole, you know? And I go, that is such a good passage. I think I'm going to underline that passage in the book. I'm going to highlight it. In fact, I'm going to write a little note out to the side and say, this is good. And, you know, and write out, in fact, this passage here on getting in shape, it's so good, I'm going to memorize it. But if I stay in the lazy boy chair, it doesn't matter. I'm a fool. I'm fooling myself. I'm deceiving myself because I'm reading the word. I'm listening to the word, but I'm not doing the word. It's self-deception. Here's what the Bible says. Look at here in your outline. James chapter 1. Don't deceive yourselves by just listening to the word. Instead, put it into practice. If you listen to the word, but you don't put it into practice, you're like people who look in a mirror and see themselves, but once they walk away, they forget what they look like. But if you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free, that's the Bible. If you look closely at the Bible and you keep on paying attention to it and you don't forget it, but you put it into practice, you will be blessed. Notice the blessing comes from not reading, but from doing these other things. You will be blessed by God in what you do. I said it earlier, wisdom is a choice. You can choose to be wise. Happiness is a choice. Being close to God is a choice. Being honest is a choice. So, I just shared with you the five ways to become wise for the rest of your life. Question, are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to now do it? Are you going to do anything about it? You say, no, that was a nice message. Let's go home. If you're not going to do anything about what I just told you, I just wasted an hour of your life. And I just wasted my breath. God does not bless good intentions. God blesses wise choices. God says, it's your move. It's your choice. Will you do the wise thing? Father, I want to thank you for everybody who's here today, those who are watching online, those in our venues, those in our campuses. Your word is very clear that you have blessed us with so many blessings and you have promised so many benefits if we will simply stop being foolish, if we'll simply learn to be wise. I pray that many people here today will not just listen, but will take these five steps to L-E-A-R-N, to be wise. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Make yourself real to me. Say, I want to learn to love you and trust you, and I don't understand it all, but God, I want to begin a new relationship with you this new year. Father, for those who've prayed this prayer, I commit as a pastor and I commit this church to helping them and to helping each of us become wiser in the days ahead. I pray that you'll protect them from distractions and disturbances and delays and difficulties, protect their hearts and minds from conflict. And I pray that together we may become wiser so that we could experience all you want us to experience and that we would all experience what on earth we're here for. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence. When you learn how to pray with passion and purpose, covered in soft vegan leather with full color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photo work, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today, I want to share with you a very special testimony from one of our listeners named Marquita. And thanks to Daily Hope and your support, she recently asked Jesus Christ to be the leader of her life. Here's her story.
So, Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know that I have prayed the prayer of salvation that you included in the Deepening the Eyes of Faith message. I've been listening to your messages for years. In fact, my child wouldn't even be here today if it weren't for your words. You wrote, "There may be accidental parents, but there are no accidental children." Well, I've given birth to a beautiful baby girl, and she's the light of my life. In fact, it now hurts to remember a time that I was fighting to decide whether I was going to have her or not. But I repeated your words throughout my pregnancy. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. And although I'm a single mom today with the support of my family, we're thriving. I want to make sure that she grows up to find her purpose and to serve God. So thanks for renewing my faith in God. And as I still try to find and fulfill my purpose, please pray for me and my child. Wow. Marquita, you are so right. God does have a plan and a purpose for every single baby. There are no accidental babies. So I want to take a moment right now and just pray for you in this broadcast. I pray for you and for your daughter. Lord, I'm asking you right now to put your hand of protection, your hand of blessing, your hand of guidance on Marquita and her daughter. And I'm praying for both of them to know your purpose, to feel your presence, to discover your power, to live in your plan for each of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.